zeggen de heren van het laatst meestal bij. Amram Gamliel, mij de bestuke echa zei adori manu bemabo in Jerusalem. Amram Gamliel said with a story with a bestuke that lived with us in the same mabo in Jerusalem. The bestuke had a chazer that opened up into a common mabo. There were a number of chazer that opened up into a common mabo. The mabo is an alley that opened up into a Rishut Rab. And you're not allowed to carry from the chazer into the mabo unless you make a shitupi mabo, unless all the chazer that opened up into the mabo contribute some bread that is placed in one of the chazer and then allows you to carry from the chazer into the mabo. And we said in the previous mission that a guy or a tzuki is somebody who does not acknowledge the halacha of the bear, cannot contribute towards an heir of chazer, and so too they cannot contribute towards a shitupi mabo. So since the tzuki cannot contribute towards a shitupi mabo, they would not be allowed to carry from the chazer into the mabo, since the chazer of which the tzuki resides in is not included in the shitupi mabo. That forbids all the residents of the other chazeros from carrying from the chazer into the mabo. However, if for whatever reason one of the people was not included in the Erev Chazer or the Shitupim Mabot, there is another option, which is called Bittul Rishus. The person who did not contribute toward the Erev Chazer or Shitupim Mabot, he could annul his possession of the Chazer, or in the case of the Shitupim Mabot, he can annul his possession in the Mabot for that Shabbos. So now that he annulled his possession for that Shabbos, he does not have to be included in the Shitupim Mabot. Now, we said in the previous Mishnah that a guy that lives in the same chazer as one Yisrael, well, according to Rabbi Levin Yaakov, two Yisraelim, the only way you would be allowed to carry from the house into the chazer would be if you rent the possession that the guy has in the chazer from the guy. A bittul reshus would not help. If the guy annulled his reshus in the chazer, that would not help. The only way you'd be allowed to carry from the house into the chazer is if you rented the reshus from the guy. But how about a stuki? Would a stuki also be like a guy that a bittul reshus would not help? If he annulled his possession in the chazer or in the mabit for that Shabbos, that would not help unless you rented out the possession from the tzuki for that Shabbos. Or maybe a tzuki is not exactly like a guy, even though a tzuki cannot be included in the Erev Chazeres or Shitut Mabot. However, if he is mevatel his reshus and gives up his possession in the chazer or in the mabit for that Shabbos, maybe it would help. Maybe a tzuki is more lenient than a guy. And this mishnah is chisurei machzorah. It's missing a little bit. And it should say like this: Stuki harehu kanahui. Stuki is like a guy. That if a stuki lives in the same chazer or in the same mavoi as other Yisraelim, a bittul reshus would not help. Even if he annulled his reshus in the chazer or the mavoi for that Shabbos, that would not help. The only way you'd be allowed to carry into the chazer or into the mavoi would be if you rent the possession that the stuki has in the chazer or in the mavoi for that Shabbos. However, Rabbi Gamliel says that his stuki is not like a guy. According to Rabbi Gamliel, even though his stuki cannot be included in the Erev Chazeres or Shitupim Mabot, however, he could be mevatel his reshus, he could annul his possession of the chazer and the mabot for that Shabbos, and that would allow you to carry into the chazer or into the mabot. And then the mission says, Rabbi Gamliel says, through the maitha with the stuki that lived with us in a mabot in Yerushalayim, the stuki had a chazer that opened up into the common mabot. Amar Lanu Abba, and my father, who was Rosh Shimon Gamliel, told us, Maru v'hoitziu et akelim l'mavoi ach lo yoytzi v'yeser aleichem. Quickly take out any kelim that you need to take into the mavoi on Shabbos before the stuki goes out and takes out some of his stuff into the mavoi, and if he does so, you would no longer be allowed to carry from the chazer into the mavoi. And Rabbi Gamliel holds the stuki not like a gut, so therefore the stuki could be mevatel his reshus. However, if somebody is mevatel his reshus in the chazer or in the mavoi and then subsequently carry some of his utensils into the chazer or into the mavoi, by carrying out his utensils into the chazer into the mavoi, he is symbolically taking back possession in the chazer or in the mavoi. And even though he was mevatel his reshus, he annulled his reshus for that Shabbos, but now that he has taken out some of his kelim into the chazer or into the mavoi, it's as if he's taking back possession of the chazer or the mavoi. So since he's taking back possession of the chazer or the mavoi, that cancels out the bittul reshus, the original annulment of his reshus that he did previously, and you no longer would be allowed to carry into the chazer or the mavoi. So even though Rabbi Gamliel and his father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, evidently held that a stuki is not like a guy, so therefore you could allow the stuki to be mevatel reshus, to annul his possession of the chazer or the mavoi, and that does allow you to carry into the chazer or the mavoi on Shabbos. However, once the stuki does carry some of his possessions to the chazer, to the mavoi, that cancels the bittul reshus. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel advised that you should quickly take out whatever utensils you need to take out on Shabbos before the stuki takes back possession in the chazer or in the mavoi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Belashanach. Rabbi Yehuda said, that's not what the father of Rabbi Gamliel told them. The father of Rabbi Gamliel, who was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, said actually something else. And he said the following, Maru ba'asu tzarchecha b'mavoi ad shlo yotzi v'yeter alechem. Quickly do whatever you need to do in the mavoi before Shabbos. Carry out any utensils you need to carry out to the mavoi before Shabbos comes in, and then you would not be allowed to carry into the mavoi. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, a duki does have a din of a gut. And just like a gut cannot be included in the shetupim mavoi, so too he cannot be mabatel his rishus, who would not help for him to annul his possession in the chaser or in the mavoi. The only way you would be allowed to carry, if there's a guy living in the same chaser or in the same mavoi, is to rent out the possession that the guy has in the chaser or in the mavoi. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel did not advise him to carry out the utensils on Shabbos into the mavoi. And since the stuki had the din of a guy, bittul rishus would not help. Even if the stuki annulled his rishus, it would not help unless he rented out his possession in the chaser or in the mavoi. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said was, take out any kalim that you need to take out into the mavoi before Shabbos, and on Shabbos itself you're not allowed to carry into the mavoi, since the stuki cannot be mabato his rishus. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, a stuki is the same as a guy, just like a guy that lives in the same chaser or in the same mavoi cannot be mabato his rishus. The only way you can carry into the chaser or into the mavoi is to rent out his possession in the chaser or in the mavoi. It is the same with a stuki, a bit of rishus would not help. So therefore, they cannot carry into the mavoi at all on Shabbos. Whatever they need to carry into the mavoi, they must do before Shabbos. A number of households that opened up into a chaser, and they made an air of chaser to allow them to carry from the house into the chaser. And one of the households of this chaser forgot to contribute toward the air of chaser, so the air of chaser cannot help, since one of the households did not contribute. However, there is an option. What they could do is, the person who did not contribute to the Erev Chaseres could be mevato his rishus. He could annul his possession in the chaser for that Shabbos. Then he would no longer be considered a member of this chaser, and it would not matter that he did not contribute toward the Erev. Now, if he is mevato his rishus, then the halacha would be as follows. Beiso asr melahachnes umelahoytzi lo belahem. It would be forbidden for either the person who lived in the house or for the other members of this chaser to carry from the house of the person who was mevato his rishus into the chaser. And we're talking about where he was mevato his rishus in the chaser. He gave up his possession in the chaser for that Shabbos. However, he didn't give up possession of his house for Shabbos. So since he no longer has possession of the chaser, yet he does have possession of his house is considered separate from the chaser, and it's forbidden for anybody to carry it from his house into the chaser. Bishalahan mutarin lo v'lahan. However, from the house of the other members of the chaser, it would be mutter to carry from the house into the chaser, both for the people that live in those houses, and also for the person who is mabasal his rishut. The person who is mabasal his rishut cannot carry from his own house into the chaser. However, he could carry from the other houses into the chaser. And since the people who live in those houses can carry into the chaser, so he also could carry into the chaser. He's no worse than a guest. And a guest would be allowed to carry from the house into the chaser, so he too can carry from the house into the chaser. Now, if instead of the person who did not contribute towards the Erev being mevato his rishus in the chaser, all the other households of this chaser that did contribute towards the Erev, they were mevato their rishus in the chaser to the one person who did not contribute towards the Erev, then the din would be as follows. The person who did not contribute towards the Erev would be allowed to carry from his house into the chaser. The reason being is that since all the members of this chaser were mevato their rishus in the chaser, so their houses are no longer considered part of the chaser. The only house that's considered part of the chaser is the person who did not contribute towards the Erev, since all the other houses in the chaser were mevato their rishus to him. And since he's the only house in the chaser, he's allowed to carry from his house into the chaser. And if there's only one house in the chaser, you don't need an Erev chaser to allow you to carry from your house into the chaser. However, all the other members of this chaser cannot carry from their house into the chaser, since their house is no longer considered part of the chaser, and they were all mevato their rishus in the chaser, so their house is considered separate from the chaser. And so too, they can't even carry from the other person's house into the chaser. They can't carry from the person who did not contribute toward the Erev from his house into the chaser. The reason being is that even though we said that if the person who did not contribute toward the Erev was mevato his rishus in the chaser, although he cannot carry from his own house into the chaser, he could carry from the other houses into the chaser, as he would be no worse than a guest. That's only because there's one individual. One individual would be regarded as a guest. However, in this case,
were all the households in the chatzah were mevatel their reshus to that one person, they cannot be considered a guest by that person since they are so many people. And you don't normally have so many guests. So therefore, not only can't they carry from their own house into the chatzah, since they were mevatel their reshus in the chatzah, they can't even carry from that one person's house who they were mevatel their reshus to, they can't carry from his house into the chatzah either, since they would not be considered a guest by him. Now, there were two people that didn't contribute towards the Erev. All the households of the Chatzah contributed towards the Erev with the exception of two people who did not contribute. And the people who did contribute towards the Erev were Mavato, they were Shus, to the two people who did not contribute towards the Erev. That bit of Shus would not help to allow anybody to carry from their house into the Chatzah. The reason being is that simply on Mavato, they were Shus to two people. So those two people are regarded as having a chelik in the chatzah. They do have reshus in the chatzah. And when there's two houses in the chatzah, you're not allowed to carry into the chatzah without an erev chatzir. Now, if you're mevatel the reshus to only one person, so then there's only one house in the chatzah, so then you can carry from the house into the chatzah. Since if there's only one house in the chatzah, you do not need an erev chatzir. But in this case, where they're mevatel the reshus to the two people who did not contribute to the erev, so now there are two houses in this chatzah. When you have two houses in the chatzah, you cannot carry from the house into the chatzah without an erev chatzir. Now, even if after their mevatel reshus to the two people, one of those two people went ahead and was mevatel his reshus to the other person, so now it's as if there's only one half of the chatzir, it would not help. The reason being is, since at the time their mevatel reshus to the two people who did not contribute to the erev, that bit of reshus did not help. So that bit of reshus that they did had no validity at all. So even if those two people that did not contribute to the erev, one of them was mevatel the reshus to the other, that doesn't help. And since the original bit of reshus that they were mevatel, the two people didn't help, it also doesn't help to subsequently for one of those two people to mevatel the reshus to the other. However, if the two people who did not contribute to the erev were mevatel the reshus to the other members of the chatzah who did contribute to the erev, that bit of reshus would help. And since they're being mevatel reshus to the other people who have an erev in place, so since they have an erev in place, that would help to allow them to carry from their houses into the chatzah, since the two people who did not contribute to the erev were mevatel the reshus, and if there is, those two houses are no longer part of this chatzah. She'echa noitin reshus v'noitel reshus. Now the Mishnah sums it up. One person can give reshus, he can be mevatel his reshus to other people, and he also can take reshus, meaning to say he can allow other people to mevatel their reshus to him, and that would help. And since the other people are mevatel their reshus to him, it's as if he's the only house in the chatzah. And since he's the only house in the chatzah, he does not need an erev chatzir to allow him to carry from his house into the chatzah. Shnayim noisim reshus, same noisim reshus. However, if there are two people who did not contribute towards the erev, they can give reshus, meaning they can be mevatel their reshus in the chatzah, and that would help, since they're being mevatel their reshus to other people who have an erev in place. However, they cannot take reshus, meaning to say, you can't have the other members of this chatzah be mevatel their reshus to two people who did not contribute towards the erev. And since those two people do not have an erev in place, even if they're mevatel their reshus to them, since they have two houses between them, and when there are two houses in the chatzah, you cannot carry from the house to the chatzah without an erev chatzah.